It is time now for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. And speaking of right here, we've got Aaron Hall right here from WCHL for another round of the Roundup. How are you?
I'm happy because this is the warmest room,
isn't it?
I have been in since I left my house. I'm in the car. I'm cold, man. I'm cold. And I keep listening when you do your weather forecast. I'm like, I know he's going to make it good for us and say it's going to be 72.
No.
But you haven't done that yet.
Not, it's going to be a little while before it's 72. But you can just come in here where it's 75 to 78 all day.
And I love it. And what is also making me warm is that the guest in the office who come from an institution that's been in Chatham County, the Chatham Arts Council, since 1982, and they've been a part of such things as starting the Bynum Front Porch, which people know for being a great place for
awesome,
live music.
Yes.
The Chatham County Studio Tour that just happened that had great success. They were a part of working with Horton Middle School for the George Moses Horton Project. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm happy to have Cheryl Shambly and April Starling. Cheryl is the executive director. April is the marketing person there. And they are with the Chatham Arts Council. Good afternoon. How are
you? Good to have you here.
Great. Thank you so much.
Well, let's get right to it.
All right.
So, Chatham Arts Council since 1982, but you guys have been here since the relaunch. Tell me about that.
So, in 2014, the board and lots of people close into the Chatham Arts Council family got together and said, okay, we've had this amazing 30 years or so, very grassroots, very Chatham. It's been a great foundation. Now, what can we do to make it more impactful, the work that we're doing? And we spent about a year, maybe close to two, out in the community saying, hey, Chatham County, what do you need from your Arts Council? And based on the answers that we got back, we relaunched the organization, focusing on two things. One, investing in artists, and two, educating kids through the arts. And we've really tried to stay very laser focused on those two things.
Well, you know, I was perusing the website, and I saw two, this is how intertwined everything is, two former UNC students who were working in your artists in school. I think former principal Beverly Brown and
yes,
Mike Wiley, who I hope to be a guest on the Chatham County Roundup, saw them working with the CAC artists in the school. Can you tell us more in depth about how that works and what's going on with that?
I would love to. So at that turning point in 2014, Chatham was the only county in the surrounding counties in this region that did not have a professional artist in residence program. All the other counties had it. And it's a really important part of a comprehensive arts education. So we said, okay, we're going to do this. Chatham County Schools has been a fabulous partner. We've had other wonderful partners, including Chatham County. And so now what we're doing is we are taking professional artists into Chatham County Schools. They work with the students. Sometimes it's one day, sometimes it's a week, sometimes it's multiple times over the course of a year. And they work with teachers and students to use the arts as a pathway to open up those curriculum connections and those learning objectives. It's pretty extraordinary experience. And Mike Wiley, who
Mike
you
Wiley,
just mentioned, was just with us in early January at Siler City Elementary and at Silk Hope K-8. And it was quite a week.
And living in Chatham County is great because I know Mike, I know where you guys are, and I see these things happening. So not just to hear about it, but to see it happening is quite engaging.
How does that work? I remember going to elementary school and we'd do art once a week and it would be this kind of siloed thing where you'd cut out construction paper and there wouldn't be a connection with the other lessons. And to hear that, just that's the light bulb that comes on. It's like, oh, you can do that in so many different ways. How is that working in the schools?
Yes, yes, yes. So I do want to give a shout out to our arts teachers in Chatham County Schools because they are amazing, wonderful to work with. And that part of arts education, those classes, that's really important. Also important is exposure to these professional artists. So I'll just give you an example of how it works in Mike's residency. It's different in all of them. Mm-hmm. But in his particular residency, he'll come day one, do an amazing performance of Jackie Robinson, Game Apart. one at each school that he's working with. On the first day, a two-hour teacher workshop, extraordinary professional development opportunity. We had 90 teachers at this last one. And then for the rest of the week, he spends 2 days doing classroom workshops with students at one school, 2 days doing classroom workshops with students at the other school with his compatriot Howard Kraft, a Durham area playwright. And to see the work happen and the curriculum connections is in real time is amazing. And so I'm seeing all this learning happening, but there's also this extraordinary confidence building because the kids do some performing as well as some writing. And I'll tell you, right after the Siler City performance, because Mike pulls kids up to be part of the performances, right? And so right after the Siler City performance this time around, a teacher walked over to where we were standing and she said, "Mr. Wiley, I don't know how you do it. Every kid that you pulled up onto the stage needed to be seen in some way." And that was magic to watch happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, it happens every time. Every time.
You mentioned some openings that you have coming in that you wanted to let be known about at the different Chatham County schools. Please let us know about that.
I would love to. So this is our fourth year of this Chatham Artisan Schools Initiative, and we've grown. First year we were in 2 schools, this year we're in 10. So we're in all 10 Chatham traditional public elementaries. I know, so exciting. And we have a naming sponsor for each of those schools, and we have 6 of those secured. So we are looking for folks who are excited about arts and ed to sponsor those other 4 elementary schools this year.
And there's an event coming up February 9th, which I thought it was to celebrate my birthday, but it's not.
It is. Everything that happens on that day.
That's the Aquarius celebrating birthday. But tell us about your iHeart. I hope art's still in the room. They have an iHeart Art. How many we can get art going? Tell us about that program, please.
Yes. So another fabulous Aquarian is celebrating her birthday. Chatham County artist Dory Casey, amazing visual artist, is celebrating her birthday by doing an exhibition at the Chatham Arts Council. And she is donating 100% of the proceeds from her art sales to the Chatham Arts Council. And there's going to be all sorts of fun stuff there, too. The Girl Scouts are going to lead folks who come in making Valentines for their sweeties and a bunch of other fun stuff. We'd love to have people come by.
Where would I find the Chatham Arts Council if I'm driving in Pittsburgh?
Oh, we're so close to that circle right at the Chatham County Courthouse. So we're on West Street. You just turn off that circle and we're stone's throw.
Can I say yield? As you're turning off the circle, and
please.
Then turn on the circle there. All right, so that's February 9th.
That's speaking from experience there, I feel.
Right on.
I know you yield when you come to Pittsburgh. All right, so we have that event coming up. There's a big event I was happy to be at last year. If you haven't been to Clyde Fest, tell us about Clyde Fest and who is Clyde.
Clyde Fest. Kids Festival of Folk Art Fun. It is outside in the sweet Bynum Ball Field. Those folks who haven't been to Bynum got to get there. It's a magical place. And Clyde Jones is our very own folk artist hero in Chatham County. He's behind Clyde's Critters, which you may have seen roundabout. And Clyde is all about the kids. He's all about creativity for the kids. So I like to call this day our one day antidote to the smartphone stare. Mm-hmm. It is outside. It is, kids are making a ton. My kid is 6, and every year she comes home, she's made a whole armful of new stuff. And it's just kind of a glorious day for families.
So tell us everywhere we can find you socially. Mm. You told us where you are on West Street, but I know you have Twitter and Instagram and your website. Tell us where we can find you if folks want to give or volunteer, participate in what's going on.
Please come to our website. We are at www.chathamartscouncil.org. You can find out all kinds of stuff there. Find out where to see us, where to find other Chatham county arts events. We are also on Twitter. We are also on Facebook and sometimes on Instagram. So we would be delighted to interact with you in any of those spots.
Awesome.
Can I say that my kids say that when I say WWW before things,
yes,
they say, Dad, you don't have to say that anymore.
I'm so glad
to know that someone does WWW. I'm so 20th century.
Hey, Chatham County, ChathamArtsCouncil.org is the website. www.chathamartscouncil.org is the website. Go there and get more information. Cheryl Shambly, the executive director, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, y'all. I really appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. And that is the Chatham County Roundup, made possible, as always, by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Find them online at Weaver Street Realty. .com or www.weaverstreetrealty.com. Full archive with Aaron Hall on the Chatham County Roundup on the AaronKeck Show.com. Go there and get it all.